hard times create strong men. Strong men create easy times.
You don't want me fighting for this country. I promise you that.
And right now we're in easy times. Mm-hmm. So now we're getting weak men.
And there's so many questions.
One of the worst things you can do is be like, hey, you're perfect the way you are. You don't need to change. It's not your fault.
I'm really busy right now.
You need to change things. And now when I see old friends, they're like, dude, you've changed. I'm like, I had to.
Oh.
Very few people are actually too dumb to make a lot of money.
There you go.
Most people want to make a change and they have these big goals. You can't without money. Money is just a vehicle to get you to your destination. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you deal with it. If you don't design the life you want, you live the life you don't by default.
What are three things that everybody watching, based on your mentorship from a millionaire, would move the dial in their life the most?
Enjoy this flyover clip.
Exactly.
Those are totally different 8 minutes.
To have the discipline to do that. So let's go on to something else in your book about motivation versus discipline. What's the difference between the two?
Well, motivation, like if you only do things when you're motivated, you're not going to get anywhere. So you have to, I remember that speech. So he made a book based off this speech and he went into a little bit more detail.
We should have. This had to have like 100 million views.
I know. Yeah. That was such a great speech.
It's a great speech. But basically,
the University of Texas, I think, graduation speech.
Yeah. If you only do things when you're motivated, you're not going to get far because you're only going to be motivated in certain moments of your life. So like in that morning when it's cold and the alarm clock goes off and that bed's calling you because it's warm. But if you're motivated, you're not going to get up. Mm-hmm. Or when you go to the gym and you're like, I don't really want to. I don't want to do it. Or even other things in aspects of your life like date night.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, we have so much going on. I don't have time to go on a date with you this week. Let's next week. Okay, honey? Yeah, nice, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then things start to drift.
Yep.
Where you have to be disciplined in making that calendar.
Yep.
And you have to turn yourself into a person to where no matter how you're feeling, it holds no bearing on what you'll do that day.
Mm.
Because everyone's going through struggles. So whether you're sad, depressed, whatever's going on, or you had stuff happen, you have to turn yourself into a person. No matter what's going on, you are going to, because you're a disciplined individual, you're going to knock those things out on your to-do list. Same thing as if you're like with dating or other aspects of your life, because you have faith and other stuff. Life's hard right now. I don't want to tithe.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have so much going on. What if I just listen to this sermon online and I'm there, but not really, and I don't go in.
Yeah.
And so now I do this stuff. So you have to have all those aspects and you have to be disciplined enough to actually make that happen.
Are there disciplined people and undisciplined people naturally, or is it a muscle you build like your bicep and your quads and so forth?
You build it for sure. Because I was not a disciplined human being. And I'm very good at...
But you're a great athlete.
Yeah. Well, I'm very good at whatever environment you put me in, I'm going to be so motivated and competitive to beat the next person. So like when I was in the military, I did anything that you could test if I was better than somebody, I did great.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't that...
There's a leaderboard, you're doing well.
Yeah, there's a leaderboard, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
If like it wasn't measured, monitored, adjusted, and controlled, then you didn't really care.
Yeah, and when I came back on my battalion, like I've never lost in a 2 mile run when I was in the military, like not once. Even when I went through basic and I had other people. And then when I came back, I set a battalion record because how it was set up was it was on a track to run to 2 miles. And it's like a NASCAR thing. And
I'm
passing people, and each person I pass, it's like, and I'm getting faster as I'm going. And then I set a battalion record, and that was the fastest I ever ran because it was set up like that.
Yeah.
Where when in basic, it was a long straightaway, and after the first part, there was no one around me.
Okay.
So there's also a difference between outside motivation or outside discipline and self-discipline.
Mm.
So what I struggle with a lot is self-discipline. When the lights are off and no one's watching, what are you doing?
Mm.
So when under Clay or under other or in the military or in other or with the with athletics, if somebody's over me telling me what to do, I can do anything they say. If they're, hey, run through that brick wall. Next, done. Already ran through it.
Yeah.
But when it's like, hey, no one's holding you accountable, you still have to do this, that's when it's hard.
Mm.
And that's when you just have to have that calendar and to make sure it happens. And I think the other big thing, somebody was talking to me the other day, you have to have a goal greater than yourself. So if I'm just working under myself, well, myself wants to go to the beach and drink martinis and talk to tons of different females and do all of these things that aren't good for me. Because that's self, that I'll take care of myself.
Yeah.
Where if I work unto the Lord, or if my goal is to like retire my mom, or my wife never has to work.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he is single, if everybody's wondering about chasing the girls at the beach that he was talking about.
Go to jtlawson.com.
Yeah, there's a contact us form. Fill out an application. It's, exactly. Yeah, no shame. No, but the but yeah, I mean, all that stuff's really, really big.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I think yellow red.
I know, I think I'm embarrassed.
No.
I was just actually thinking about, even as you were talking about, so Avery and I joined a gym called Orange Theory.
Yeah.
And Dave and I have always had great conversations about it, because when you go into Orange Theory, it's already moving. So you jump into a river that's already moving. I'm not trying to create it, make it happen. And so you go and you're like, whatever's happening that day, I'm just going to participate.
Yeah.
The other cool thing about it is it has everybody's scores up top of how many points they're getting for the day based on heart rate.
It's leaderboard for everybody.
Like fat burning mode. Good. It's amazing. So you go in there and it's like, well, I got to get my 12 splat points, or, oh, look at this person. Look how high they are, you know? And so there's this natural competitive thing.
And they're awarding you, hit your 100th workout. They take a picture of the sign, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like,
like there's like all these things around it. And so I was just thinking like, I don't really have to be, you know, motivated in that. I mean, it's just, you're just jumping into something that's already going on. It's already built in discipline.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going around the laps of that when you were running versus running a straightaway.
Another thing they do as well is just, was it last night or the night before? She was kind of like laying out next week. You know, we just had the first of the year. She's like, next week, and you know, what days, what going on? And you have to go on the app to lock in your place because the class fills up.
Okay.
And they charge $8 if you book and don't show.
Yeah.
Which isn't a lot, but it's a lot.
It's not a lot, but if you keep doing it, it's a lot.
Well, even it's a lot,
you know, like I would rather give somebody $1,000 than to lose $8 because I didn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'd rather be in, you know, I'd rather give it than be taken.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't like that. And so anyway, so she signed. I what are you doing? She goes, all right, I signed for the next 2 weeks, and I got them all locked in. And so there's a lot of people put themselves in a bad position. Alarm goes off, and it's like, am I going to work out today? I don't know. How do I feel?
Yeah.
What's that? Well, cold is it out? You know. All this, like, she made a decision then for the next 2 weeks, regardless of what's going on.
No matter what happens, I'm
going. And Stacy's like,
I ain't paying the $8.
She's never going to pay $8 for like nothing.
Yeah.
No, that's
like, she looks at the receipt at the grocery store. They charged me twice for this, and she'll go back for like $4. You know,
yeah,
she's like,
it's wrong.
She's like, I'm watching every penny.
Yeah.
But you're saying creating those things in your life. Is that right? Yeah, like creating things in your life that
aspects.
Make that happen.
Give some examples.
Yeah. So for instance, one of my goals with friendship is I have two friends I make sure that I communicate to three. Bloomer's one. So he works at Clay's office, Andrew Bloomer. My goal is to go to a range with him every Saturday. So it's a goal, but then also it's scheduled.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean, shooting, right? Not like home on the range or out on the prairie somewhere.
Yes. So going shooting at Frontier Justice, which they do a great job. I think we all have memberships there,
Right? We love Frontier Justice.
They're great.
Yeah.
Big fans.
Yep.
But so that's one of my goals with him. Another one, my best friend, he actually lives in Nashville. So I went to high school and college with him, and I was best man in his wedding.
Okay.
And he'll be best man in mine when I get married, so keep filling out that application.
you already got the groundwork later.
Right, exactly. And then but I have a scheduled call with him on Sunday at 6 a.m. Because that's the only time of the week I know for sure neither one of us have anything going. Because he has kids and a family, and during the day he's doing accounting, I'm doing stuff. At night he's with the family, and so he won't be able to be consistent with it. But I want to be intentional about saving that friendship because we're miles away.
Right.
I can't just hop on. I got stuff going. He has stuff going. We have our separate lives. But I want to make sure I'm intentional about staying in his and him staying in mine. The other friend, his name's Landry. I talked to him right after that because that's when I know neither one of us will have stuff going either. Mm-hmm. So that's in the morning. And it's just a phone call. It's just like, hey, what's up? How are you doing? And then it's just staying on track and making sure that we're
that's there. Intentionally. That is intentionally doing your life and maintaining those friendships, which is part of the F6, right?
Yeah, which is part of the F6. And so then I have my fun goals, which right now is just a range.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have other goals in there and stuff too. Mm-hmm. So that's
important.
Yeah. And it's just getting your goals and then scheduling it. Mm-hmm. Like my faith goal right now is I go to church once a week and then I read a chapter of Proverbs every morning.
Boom.
So
and that's something he
started
done
that when I was 10.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old.
And so for some people, they might be like, hey, that's not enough. Mm-hmm. Or other people are like, that's too much. That's great. It's your goals.
Who cares what other people
I'm
say?
I'm not asking you to be me or Clay or you. It's just, hey, these are your goals. Whatever your goals are, schedule it and make sure it gets done.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you're going to read one chapter of Proverbs every day, and there's one for each day of the month, so you know, it kind of flows over.
It flows. Yeah. I got it from Aaron Antis,
yeah.
Who owns Shaw Homes and does a great job.
I started that when I was 10, and the odds of reading more of the Bible is a lot higher if you have a commitment to reading that one chapter a day. Yeah. You know, because then you're doing it. You know, like if you made a commitment, like no matter what, I'm going to go to the gym for 5 minutes every day. Well, the odds of you spending more than 5 minutes and being there longer are pretty good. It's like the key is doing something. We scale it up ourselves usually.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that because, you know, Aaron Antis, a lot of our conversations is he's one of the wisest men that we know. And the thing that people say a lot about David Whited, and I say about him all the time, is he's one of the wisest men that I know. Well, that chapter, I mean, Proverbs is all about wisdom.
Yes.
And so if you're like, that's something that you're taking in every single day, you're going to get wiser. You can't help it.
And I think another thing to note is when I say you have to become a person that however you're feeling holds no bearing on what you do. If I had to describe Clay in a few words, it would be principled, not emotional. So because he has his principles. So what happens, he has a principle on how we handle it. He's not reacting to everything super emotionally, and it can't affect his day. And stuff has to get done. So I would label it as principled, not emotional.
And even if get him emotional on something, it doesn't affect his actions.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, it's not that he's a robot and doesn't feel. He's just like, I can feel this and still do this.
Yeah. He's like, I have so much going. I can't deal with this now. And that's why when people struggle with depression or stuff like that, it's just not something that I really subscribe to because no matter what you're dealing with, if the answer is still go to the gym, work out, strive for more, well, then I don't really care why you're depressed. That's the answer. Mm-hmm. So where it's not going to a therapist who's going to tell you, hey, you're perfect the way you are and everything you do is not your fault and it's not up to you. It's just up to the world.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets and now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. Hello, Flyover family. Join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either 5 or 6 different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive. And I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.